AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
Order! Order!
The British Parliament is now deciding whether to join the U.S.-led coalition and send warplanes against Islamic State group targets in Syria. Prime Minister David Cameron.
This threat is very real, and the question is this. Do we work with our allies to degrade and destroy this threat? And do we go after these terrorists in their heartlands from where they are plotting to kill British people? Or do we sit back and wait for them to attack us?
Earlier this morning, the Secretary of State John Kerry told reporters covering NATO meetings in Brussels, Belgium, the Islamic State group, which he calls Daesh, has to be defeated.
Daesh is now a proven reality and a threat throughout the world.
The U.S. is sending a new special ops force to Iraq to step up the fight against the militants, though Iraq's prime minister is now saying he doesn't need foreign combat troops. His security forces can do the job themselves, says Haider al-Abadi. Belgian police have now raided five more houses in the Brussels area today and detained two people for questioning regarding the Paris attacks that left 130 people dead last month. Neither detainee has been charged. Baltimore police officer William Porter will face a jury today in the first trial stemming from the death of Freddie Gray, a black man whose death triggered rioting in Baltimore. 12 jurors are expected to be seated today, and lawyers may make their opening statements to those jurors today. The death of the newly elected mayor of Juneau, Alaska, remains a mystery. Police have not determined whether Stephen Fisk, they call him Greg, died from a natural event or foul play. But they've tentatively ruled out gunshots, drugs, or suicide. This is AP Radio News. The House is about to vote on a rewrite of the No Child Left Behind law. Our Sandy Kozel is in Washington.
The replacement to No Child Left Behind would roll back the federal government's authority to push academic standards and tell schools how to improve. A compromise bill was a long time coming. The original was passed by Congress in 2002 during President George W. Bush's first term, ushering in a new era of accountability standards for the nation's public schools. But it was later widely criticized in some quarters as unworkable, unrealistic, and too punitive for public school educators. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
She's a $45 billion baby. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife say they'll devote nearly all of their wealth, about $45 billion, to solving the world's problems in celebration of their new baby daughter. The Zuckerbergs had a 7-pound, 8-ounce girl. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.